This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self. Welcome back to the How to Lead Circle series. This is Tanya Lynn, and today I have the amazing Elena Mateva, who is in Europe, and I am so excited to have her because she's been around since April of 2017, and just so much has happened since she's taken the How to Lead Circle program. So thank you, Elena, for coming and sharing your experience. Yay.
Thank you for having me and for giving me the opportunity to share.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'd love to have you start with sharing a little bit about where you were at. I know that you were leading circles. You're one of the few who was leading circles before you started the program, but just share a little bit about the way things were before you jumped into the program.
Okay. So I was already leading circles for almost a year when I came to you. And I used to have training in coaching and a training in a feminine energy practice that is like a circle and has some elements of the circle, the way we do it with you. And it was all right, but I was feeling that I came to a place right before I met you, where it started difficult for me to hold the circle in some situations. When there were no problems, everything went okay, but with some difficult situations or more difficult clients or with boundaries, I really had started to have problems there and not knowing what to do. And I said to myself, okay, I feel I need help here because I want to get better at that. And I see something not enough. And then there was your summit. That's how I met you. And I really loved the way you did it and all the information we got there. And it opened more doors to see where I can get better and what's needed. So that is really from service. And not just me going there and doing something. So yeah, basically.
I'd like to back up even a little bit before that of what had you start doing this work? What had you get into this in the first place?
Somehow it came to me. It was not like that I was saying to myself, okay, I wanna do this work with women. I came from a place where first I needed healing for myself, and that's how it started. So I started just visiting retreats. We didn't have really circles here at that time. And step by step, it led me to that coaching program. And I went there just to see was there. I was still not sure if I want to do that work. But in that process, I started to really see that a lot of the things in myself that I thought are not worthy and I don't have place in this world are really so needed in that type of work. Like when you want to help somebody or when you just want to be there for somebody or somehow. And it still was not really clear for me how that would look for me. The coaching was not exactly mine. Doing one-on-one work is also not what called me. And then came that training program for that energy practice. It's called Mandala Dance. It's really for women. It's in a circle. It's It's very interesting. And then in that work, I started to sense the magic of this work and just was curious, where is this leading me and what's going on? And then after that, I started just all kind of information, books, trainings that were talking about their work with women in a circle. And I was like, yes, okay, that's it. And I also wanted to do something, how do I say that? In that mandala dance that I'm still leading, we have very clear steps, how we start and what we're doing. And it's not very much place for sharing. And I started to see that women need that and that I like that. And I wanted to learn more about that, how to integrate it and what can I do about it. And it's shifting since then. It's shifting the whole time. And I see my place more and more in the circle where we can really shift with where we are and what we need at each time. Not just to say, okay, I'll do that this month, but to really sense what women need. And the circle gives me that. Mm. That's how it came to place.
Yeah. So I just want to just kind of highlight some of the things that you said that I think are really important of, you know, first, that this was about you wanting to go deeper within yourself and going on your own healing journey. And I think that this is important because I had this as well, where we start to dabble and we're trying to find what that thing was. So I remember when I was first starting off and, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to try this out. Not quite right. Right. And then the next thing, not quite right. Right. But what I realize now is that all of those things have now all been integrated into what I'm currently doing. So a lot of times we get so discouraged because we're like, oh, I haven't quite found my purpose yet. Right. Or, I haven't quite figured out what exactly my thing is. And we feel like we're searching and searching and it feels like we're never going to get there, but it's actually that all of these pieces are fitting together to come up as like the package, that we eventually then are able to bring out into the world. And I see that with you, right? Where it's like, okay, we've got the coaching piece, we've got the movement piece, we got the circle piece. And it kept leading you to closer and closer to what feels like your best expression of leadership, right? And so How to Lead Circle then came at that perfect opportunity of like, I want some kind of sharing. I want some kind of circle experience. And then boom, there it was. So can you remember what actually had you sign up for How to Lead Circle? Like what that thing was that had you take the leap and jump into the program?
There were two pieces of that. The first one is the summit. As I said, I really loved it. Everything that came there as information was something that the day before that interview, I was like asking these questions in my head. It was like made for me at that point. And I really love the whole idea and the energy of it. So I got curious and I signed up for, you offer then calls with a couple of us before the actual signing. So we can try it out and just talk to each other. And I remember that I was going there just like, okay, I don't know why I don't have the money right now. I won't do it. I'm just really curious. I just want to do that. And something happened in that call. And there are two things again. One is that it was so simple. We did maybe one practice in some kind of sharing. And it was so powerful for me. And till that point, I always thought has to be something very interesting or dramatic or a lot of pieces to be together for it to be impactful. And at that point, I remember after the call, I was like, okay, this is something new here coming up. And the other thing was that even in that call, that was not that long, such a strong bonding came, and the energy and the safety that you created was so soft and just so natural, as if we knew each other already, all of the women that we were there. And that was magic for me at that time also, because I haven't experienced that in that way before at all. That was the first time for me. And it was so powerful that the night after the call, I remember I was like, okay, how much does that cost? And I started to figure out how can that happen. And somehow I just knew it will happen somehow. And yeah, that was an incredible night for me to remember it.
So if you're wondering what that summit was, it was called the Art of Sacred Facilitation. We'll post that link so that you can go and check that out. It's such great content. I had multiple women actually create teaching videos around facilitation. So you can actually go and purchase that. It's a full, you know, you get the whole download of all the videos. So I'll put that in there. Elena, thanks for sharing that, because I remember that call very well, because I think that was really, really, I remember the women showing up so powerfully on that call, just being willing and open to sharing. And I think that is something that I become really good at. What you said was, you know, that I hold space, make it safe, right? And so one of the things as a facilitator is to create that space where women can then open up and share, and that we're creating permission. And I think that's just, if you can do that in your circle, so for those of you who are wanting to know, you know, how do I lead circle, if you can just simply do that, that's all you basically need to do. You just set up the space so that people will share, and then you create the space for them to share. And it's simple. It's so simple. And that's basically what we're doing in the How to Lead Circle program, is learning how to do that, you know, how to create that safe space and how to practice that, and then how simple it is, that you don't need to overcomplicate it. So I love that you shared that. And then the piece around the money, it's so true. You know, like we think that we don't have money for something, but when we really want something, we always come up with the money for it. It's just amazing how it just shows up for the things that we say that we want. Yeah. And I know every single time for myself, whenever I have wanted to somehow up-level myself, I mean, I even remember the stretch that it was to go into my current home. Like, it felt like such a stretch financially. And we've never looked back. Like, it's never actually been a big deal since we moved. We've never missed a payment. We've never worried about rent. You know, it's just amazing how that works, that the money just always shows up when we want it and when we're committed. So thanks for sharing that as well.
Yeah, I share it because it was a piece for me that even after that, I still had the mindset that that's not that the way it happens. And just recently, as I look back at situations in my life, I noticed so many of them that in a moment where I thought, there's no way this is going to happen, always when it was so important to me, it came just right from here, from inside, yeah. It always happens.
Yeah. And that's just you trusting too. Like, you've learned to just trust that. And that you are a powerful creator. You can create anything you want, really, right?
Yeah, and I didn't knew that back then.
Yeah, well, now
I didn't know felt like that.
Yeah, now you know yourself as someone who creates and manifests.
Yeah.
So in the program, what were some of the biggest highlights or some of the biggest, like the number one breakthrough that you had during the program?
the number one breakthrough during the program for me personally was, again, me experiencing a place where it is totally safe and okay, and not only okay, but invited and celebrated to not be perfect and to have limitations where you are right now, or to feel like you have, or this was for me, something changed for me to be able to believe in myself and to show up more authentically in my circles. When I felt so accepted, I never felt that way before. This is, I remember even the call, it was maybe the second call of the program. And we learned about that I forgot the name right now, and sorry, the word is gone. The tool that we just share what it is right now. How was the name, Tanya?
What?
Just the word is okay, it doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter. We had that thing that if you feel off, you share it, just not to disturb the energy. Withhold. Yeah, yeah, that's it. The withhold.
Yeah, week three, we go into withholds. Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end of the call, I felt myself again just trying to be some way that I thought it's going to be appropriate. And I felt so exhausted. And for the first time in my life, I just felt secure enough to share that I felt that way, and that I faked some smiles when I didn't feel that way and it was difficult for me. And the way that you reacted, like, wonderful, thank you for sharing. And I was like, okay, huh? What? And after that, the feedback that I got from some of the women, and some of them just reached out to me, telling me that that was brave. And I was like, again, for the first time, something, a new world just came in my life. I don't know how to explain it. And from that point, everything felt different. All the information, all the things that we learned, all the experiences that we had to jump in and try things by ourselves and co-create, just felt totally different. And all the ways where I wanted to hide before, just didn't need it to do that anymore. So that was for me the most powerful thing.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, I remember that so well. And that was a big thing for you, was just learning that it's okay to be vulnerable and it's not weak. And you can share these insecurities and these fears, and you're still going to be accepted and loved. And just the, wow, there's nothing wrong with me. What? These women still like me? Like, I'm still accepted here? But that is what the circle is all about. I would say that that's probably the number one thing that we learn in circle, is that all is welcome, and you don't have to have it all together, and you don't need to be perfect, and it's okay to fall apart. And that's actually what's going to have women feel connected to you. And yeah, it was so beautiful. I love that you just shared that.
Yeah. And I told to myself that night, okay, that's it. That's what I want to learn how to do. And since then, that was my intention for my circles, to be able to hold the space for the women. And since then, with every next circle, this is the feedback that I'm becoming from a lot of the women that are coming regularly, that they don't understand what this is, but such a space is like one of a kind. And it's really, I'm sure I have a lot to learn still, but I don't know, when you feel something that touches you so deeply and you set it as an intention, it opens up and opens up, and help is coming all the way.
Yeah, let me actually draw that out. So let me highlight that so many women want to know, well, how do I hold a deeper space, a deeper container? How do I create deeper transformation in my circles? How do I go deeper? And you just nailed it. Of you set the intention and then you keep practicing. And it's actually only through the practicing and the experience of it that you learn how to do it. And also it started with you going deeper within yourself and you modeling that. That's the key. So I think that's one of the brilliant parts of How to Lead Circle is you actually get to practice embodying that. So you just naturally, as a result of going through the program, come out able to hold a deeper space because you went deeper within yourself. So good. So good.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible program. I really wanted to do that interview because this was so profound in my work. This is one of the things that really changed how I show up, how I feel, how I prepare, and how I allow myself to be when I'm in circle, and how the women then feel there. Everything changed there in this program for me. And I also wanted to say something else that I feel very important. It's really to be honest with ourselves when we feel that something is off, to really name it and to see, okay, there's something I have to learn there. And that it's okay, I'm not there. When we do that, then the right program comes, the right information comes, the right teacher comes, just to relax and to say, okay, there's something maybe I need to learn more. Because that was for me also very important when I look back.
That's great. Okay, so we'll end with now what's going on. So you're still leading circles. They're going deeper. So now how has this impacted you and what you're doing? And how have you expanded? I'd even love to know, like, have you been making more money with your circles? Have you been attracting more women to your circles?
A lot of things changed. I am making more money. I made my first retreat a couple of months after the program ended. And the way that I built it, I used all the tools from How to Lead Circle. I knew that when I made the retreat with my sister, and I was like, okay, I wouldn't be able to do that at all without what we've learned there. And it was so easy and so natural. The other thing is I'm so much more relaxed that I really am able to let my intuition guide me when I'm in circle. I know what I want to do, but it's very easy now for me to just sense what is needed in the group.
Huge.
This is huge. And another thing that's also very big for me is that we started making our own 4 or 5 hour workshops that go deeper and with ideas that came for us with our own products. And these are the workshops that are first sold out. They're cost more than the other thing that the women knew us with, and it's really so good received, and the feedback is incredible. And there I to use most of the tools we learned there, and also the security to do that came after the program.
It's cool.
Yeah. And also with that opening up for everything, we were able to see that the time is right to have our own space for our circle. So we're preparing that. Ooh. And that's coming up now in March. A lot of things, so many things that I never thought would happen so fast. It's like, really, a lot of things. And for me, still the most important is how I feel in my skin. and to allow myself to be how I am and to be authentic and to show up as I am with the women and to feel good with that. This is incredible.
Oh, thank you, Elena, so much. Thank you for being part of our Sistership Circle community and doing your work in the world and sharing your experience. And hopefully you've inspired the women to come join us in the Lead Circle program. You'll see the link below. And thank you, sisters, so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.